Have you had enough? No, you want more? Oh, well, I guess we'll have some more music then. We have a great second half to our concert lined up. Have you been enjoying it so far? Very good. A lot of good comments on the first half of the concert, and the second half is no slouch either. This first act, actually, are a couple of wonderful musicians. It's often a mixed blessing for someone to come here and teach a week of beginning fiddle. Often we get very accomplished musicians, and we ask them to reel back the years to when they were first starting and play Soldier's Joy, a nice slow tempo for hours on end. And it's always a treat to be able to sit back and listen to them just cut loose and do what they do best. We have a couple of musicians here who are teaming up to teach our beginning fiddle class this week, but they also are multi-talented musicians and singers. They both play a variety of instruments and are wonderful singers, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them as much as we do. This is Gail Gillespie and Alice Gerard.
We've been playing fiddle all week, and we just decided to start out with some mandolin guitar songs, so that's what we're gonna do. We're tired of playing fiddle.
This is an old Bill and Charlie Monroe tune. Alice's Henderson guitar, right?
Yes, this is my Wayne Henderson guitar. Okay. That song comes from Charlie Monroe, at least our version of it, pretty much.
The Kentucky Partners.
And the Kentucky Partners. And we'd like to do a song that I learned a long time ago I don't know who wrote it, but I first heard it done by the Wilburn Brothers. It's one of those brother songs, a real nice song. And the recording that I heard of it had Mother Maybelle Carter playing the auto harp on it. And it's a true song called Go Away With Me. Try a song. That last song and this one are both on our tape, the Herald Angels tape, which we made. There's a third woman on the tape, Sharon Sandomirsky, an old friend of ours that we played music with a lot. And it's for sale out in the lobby. Also, there are some flyers for the Old Time Herald magazine if people are interested in picking up some flyers and taking them home with you and thinking about it and subscribing to the magazine. We'd be real happy to send you a year's supply.
Cheap at the price. And when you go to the store, be sure to say, "Hark, you'd like to hear the Herald Angels sing."
Oh, wow. Dale. Okay, this next song is one that is done in many, many different ways. It's all too common a story, unfortunately, and I guess they just wrote a lot of songs about it. It's about an old drunk. And he got reformed because he had a dream. And this is my favorite version. I learned it from a man up around Galax by the name of Rat Feltz, who played it on the banjo just like the, well, sort of just like this. And his son, he didn't sing it, but his son knew all the words and wrote them down for me. And I just, it's one of these nice old creepy sounding songs. It's my favorite version of The Drunkard's Dream. And I hope this stays in tune. Oh, Thank you.
Actually have one Fiddleton. And we want all of you in our beginning fiddle class to notice every note and have this
except
by tomorrow
the first
morning,
one, which I'm bound to overshoot here. This is a tune we learned from the playing of Joe Birchfield of the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers from Roan Mountain, Tennessee. You've enjoyed playing for us.
That's Alice Gerard and Gail Gillespie. They're going to be playing for the dance immediately after the concert up here in the dance pavilion, and they'll have some good help with them. They'll have Brad Leftwich playing some fiddle, and Dwight Rogers and Heidi Sanders. They'll all be playing music, and Phil Jamison will be calling. So if you still have some energy left, and I hope you do, you'll help us initiate this year, which is Augusta is celebrating traditional dance this year. We have had additional dance classes added. We have some additional dancing going on. Some of you might have been down at the City Park yesterday, and we began a series of free dances for kids, which will go on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. So the dancing will start tonight, right after the concert, here probably about 10:30. Alice modestly mentioned the Old Time Herald magazine, but she neglected to mention that she actually is responsible for that magazine. She is the editor of one of the finest publications on this type of music. Let's give her a round of applause for all the work she has done. I don't know if she can hear this or not. I think it's a great magazine, and actually Augusta is proud to add be a an ad for Augusta's October Old Time Week. For those of you who've only come here during the summer, you might not be aware that in the fall we have a whole week devoted to old time music. It's only music. We don't have the craft and the dance and the folklife classes, but we have fiddle, banjo, and guitar, and we have a wonderful program. And at the end of the week of workshops, we have the Fiddler's Reunion. And this has been going on for, I guess, about 5 years now. This year will be the fifth. I believe the dates are, oh, I should know this off the top of my head. Anyway, it's in October. And last year, we had a wonderful time. We had over 20 fiddlers, who, many of whom only come out for this event. It's the only time they play in public, outside of just playing for their home, in their home for their families and friends. And one of these gentlemen, Jerry Milnes, actually makes a career out of going around and finding these kinds of musicians and bringing them to Augusta in one fashion or another. And he's mostly responsible for inviting these musicians. And he brought a gentleman here last year who just made everybody sit up and take notice. A wonderful gentleman and a great fiddler. And we talked him into coming here to being one of our visiting master artists here this week. And his appearance tonight is his first concert performance here at Augusta. Let's make him feel welcome. This is Leland Hall together with Jerry Millins.
Thank you. Play Cripple Creek.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think this time we'll try an old timer, Red Wing.
I know I could speak for John as co-coordinator of Old Time Week. But both of us are just real proud of the whole staff here at Old Time Week this year. It's been a great week, and we still have a day to go, but we've heard lots of great music. But I'd also like to say that I think it's the old master program that we have here, the visits that we do with our guest master artists, with such people as Leyland that are really the heart and soul of Old Time Week. And it's people like Leyland and Matoki, who was here yesterday, Matoki Slaughter, and Wilson Douglas, who is here, and Melvin Wine, who will be with us tomorrow. They are the heart and soul of Old Time Week here at Augusta, and we're real proud to be able to present these people.
Thank you. Try Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain. Thank you.
Hall and Jerry Milnes. I think Leland was just getting warmed up there at the end. So if you want to hear some more of his music, come to the Fiddler's Reunion in October. There are a lot of great fiddlers will be here at that time. Well, I had some requests to play a fancy guitar and to yodel, so I'm a soft touch when it comes to that kind of thing. It's an old Jimmy Rogers song here. I had a gal, oh, what a gal. Her name was Hattie Brown. I'd take her out to ride about while the moon was shining down. We'd sit alone when we got home out in the old porch swing. And that dear little miss would give me a kiss as sweetly to her I would sing. Oh, Hattie, a little lady, I love no one but you. Oh, Hattie, a little lady, say you love me too. We'll get married in June and have a long honeymoon, then settle down for life. Oh, Hattie, my little lady, won't you be my wife? I had a gal, oh, what a pal. She left me alone one day, but I didn't mind, because I find they'll most always do you that way. So I went about to try and find out if another gal I couldn't find. Well, in less than a day, well, I met Sadie Mae. Now I hand her that same old line. Oh, Sadie, my little lady, I love no one but you. Oh, Sadie, my little lady, say you love me too. Get married in June and have a long honeymoon, then settle down for life. Oh, Sadie, my little lady, oh, won't you be my wife? Well, thank you. Well, we're rounding third and heading for home here. We have one more terrific act here. I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight. I'd like to also thank the sound crew. It was Chris behind the board, Bill over here doing the monitors, Flawn downstairs, and the whole sound crew. Let's give them a round of applause. Larry up there with the lights. Our next concert will be next Tuesday night. It's our big blues concert, so those of you in the area, you'll want to get here early. That one usually sells out. So we have concerts every Tuesday and Thursday for the next couple of weeks, so we're glad to see you all out here. Our last act comes from North Carolina, up around the Surry County area, the northern part of North Carolina, where the Virginia-North Carolina border is. And they play a unique style of music from that area, reminiscent of Charlie Poole. And a couple of these people have been here before, and one of the gentlemen, this is his first visit.